Good Wednesday. Today is July the 17th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes as new products come to market, particularly those that are bio-based and include products like our soybeans and soybean oil. Today, we're going to visit with Dynamic Green Products founder Scott Porter about the formation of his company and how they are putting Ohio soybeans to work. We'll be back with that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
You've all heard names like DeWalt, Black & Decker, Mack Tools, Stanley, and Craftsman, but one name you may not have heard is Dynamic Green Products. Well, joining me today is Scott Porter. He's the founder and CEO of Dynamic Green Products. And Scott, if you will, maybe tell us a little bit to start off about yourself and the vision behind your company.
Sure, great. Thank you, Dusty, for having me on. I appreciate it. Our company, pretty simple, is we make bio-based lubricants that will replace petroleum alternatives. They work better, they're compatible, and they're 100% independently tested. And all of our total loss lubricants are based wholly or majority off of soy. And the main markets we're focusing in on due to our partnerships are outdoor power equipment, such as weed whippers, lawn mowers, mobile hydraulics, and professional power tools. So that's kind of where we focus. Again, all of our total loss is soy based, and we're working hand in hand with the folks at Stanley Black & Decker to make a difference.
So where did the idea come up with developing a company to focus products that are bio-based?
Well, I actually saw that there were companies in the market making lubricants, but what was the kind of light bulb moment was seeing oil fling off a chainsaw. And I started thinking to myself, wait a second, that's petroleum oil that's going into that saw. And every second of operation of that chainsaw, the oil is going all over the place. But yet the EPA Clean Water Act says if you take oil and you dump it, you intentionally dump it, leak it into the environment, it's a violation. And so, but you can take that same oil, put it into a saw, and the saw can fling it all over the place, and that's totally fine. So I just felt that was a conundrum. I couldn't wrap my head around it. And I thought, geez, for this kind of application, total loss, why can't we be bio? Why can't we be biodegradable? We have plenty of feedstock, and it supports the American farmers. So that was kind of the aha moment. And I said, we can build a company around chainsaws, and that's where it started 7 years ago.
So how does a company that started 7 years ago go from just a few, you know, products you were looking at to working with companies like Stanley and Black & Decker?
Yeah, that is definitely a long story, a complicated one. But the short of it is that Stanley Black & Decker had an opportunity with what they call an accelerator program. And that's bringing in small companies from around the world. So we were one of 10 companies selected from around the world to come into their headquarters, spend 3 months from them, get to know, you know, the founders of all the companies, get to know their products, their processes, and see if it was a match for their company. Like most big companies, they don't have resources to do everything. And one of the things they actually care about is sustainability. So we were brought in as an opportunity to evaluate bio-based lubricants. Will it fit into their sustainability plan? And most importantly, could it be a better performing alternative? So that was back in 2019. And after the accelerator, they said, hey, we're excited. We like this. We like you. And let's move this forward together. So we signed a deal with them in 2020. Unfortunately, COVID hit, and that kind of delayed it about a year and a half. But ever since then, we've been working hand in hand with engineering, branding, and you name it within the organization to say, how can we build better bio-based products and work together with retailers, distributors across their global and iconic brands? So that's what we've been doing the past 2.5 years. And mainly the first product line is going to be under DeWalt.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more from Scott Porter after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. I'm continuing my discussion today with Scott Porter, founder and CEO of Dynamic Green Products. Well, I'm curious from your standpoint as a business owner that is really started in a non-ag way, what advantages is Arable Labs with the Ohio Soybean Council bringing in terms of just the nuts and bolts to what you guys are able to do?
Yeah, it's a monumental difference. So Arable, OSC, and Checkoff allow me as a CEO to invest time into scaling our business, where having partnerships with them allow me to say, hey, we can actually create multiple products. You know, just to give you and your audience an idea, to create a product and get it into retail is going to take anywhere between 2 and 3 years and several hundred thousand dollars, plus your production start and ramp and your initial QC, first articles, all that. So when you have partnerships like Arable, where you've got a team of chemists that are willing to help you, supported by Checkoff, I can go work with them and say, hey, guys and gals, we've got 4 or 5 products we need to build. I don't have the resources, but if you can get this started, you know, and start blocking and tackling and come back to me in 3 or 4 months, it allows me to focus on commercialization and success on what's existing, and allows them to be kind of that backroom engine working on all kinds of things. And then also when we have certain problems, you know, whether it's a labeling issue, GHS compliance, you know, something that we need help on, we can collaborate with them and they will help find the expertise. So for a small business, having access to Arable and Checkoff with OSC allows me to scale, allows me to build out a product line and do things that small businesses normally can't do. You usually have to focus on 1 or 2 products and you have to go deep and put all your eggs into that basket. With them, it allows me to go wider and do a lot more things.
Well, that's neat and interesting to hear as a soybean farmer that those Checkoff dollars are actually going to advance the causes that you're able to do, which turns around and helps us at the end. Again, my guest today is Scott Porter. He's the founder and CEO of Dynamic Green Products, and they're a company that works with organizations such as DeWalt, Mack Tools, Stanley Black & Decker, and Craftsman, also partnering with the Ohio Soybean Council through your Checkoff with Arable Labs to develop those products. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.